of this block is equal to m, and it's sitting on this, you could view this as an inclined plane or a ramp or some type of wedge, and we want to think about what might happen to this block, and we'll start thinking about the different forces that might keep it in place or not keep it in place.
Make sure your shoulders aren't facing forward over the ramp, but if your shoulders are aligned so that they're over each of your feet, as your arms are out, you're going to hold your front shoulder down the entire time you go down the ramp.
So when you're crossing, have a really good look at exactly what you're going to be wheeling over. So I just get on the back wheel and just go down slowly.
This is parallel to the plane. This is perpendicular to the plane. And so we can use basic trigonometry to figure out the magnitudes of the perpendicular force due to gravity and the parallel force due to gravity.
We're at a pretty steep descent, and I'll show you how I get on the back wheel just to slow myself down and control my descent.
So knees bent, arms out, head forward, and drop that front shoulder.
Now the other side's a bit trickier coming back up. Takes a bit of power and getting your body weight over the front of the chair.
Well, it's going to be the magnitude of the total of the total of the total of the total gravitational force, I guess you could say that. We can all of a sudden start breaking down the forces into things that are useful to us.
The vibrations and the textures and the surfaces of the city actually come up into your body. You actually feel the surface, the pavement, the texture of the city as you move around.